Well, the nominations for the Manitoba Book Awards come out next week. During the month of April, Karen will be chatting with a few of the finalists. Winnipeg's Ariel Gordon was awarded the John Hirsch Award for Most Promising Writer last year. She went on to publish her first book called Hump, which some critics expect to be in the running for another award this year. It's a book of poems described as, I think I mentioned earlier, a mashup of pregnancy and mothering poems and urban nature love poems. Ariel joins me now in the studio. Hello there.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Do you remember when you first started writing?
I first started writing when I was 13 years old, and my dad was given a computer, a rudimentary computer compared to what we have now, of course. And I don't think he ever used it, but from that point on, I was writing regularly, sitting in the basement, tippity-tapping away.
And what were you writing?
I was working on a fantasy novel, of all things, and I remember when I started at the University of Winnipeg when I was 18, I was still working on that novel because every year I would have to rewrite it because I would go, at 14, I would go, wow, I was a really terrible writer at 13. So I'd have to rewrite it all and then move forward a little bit. And then when I was 15, I would go, wow, I was such a terrible writer at 14. Like, so it continued. So I was still rewriting that novel at 18.
So what happened to it?
I still got it. And
now you look back at it and you think, wow, I was a terrible writer at 19.
No, I'm a little bit more respectful now. No, okay. No, I mean, a part of me thinks that one day I'll pick it up again. Right. Because, yeah.
Well, you'd had some publishing success before winning the John Hirsch Award last year. But did winning that award put some pressure on you to produce this first book?
Well, I'd like to say yes, because, you know, that sounds good. But the way writing and publishing works is that, you know, there's a significant lag usually between when you finish the writing and when it's published. So in this case, the award came out and I had actually just been on tour the week before for Hump.
Okay.
So, you know, like I got back from tour. The next day I went to the Book Awards, fully expecting to be clapping for all of my fellow nominees and whoever it was the winner, and was shocked to actually be called up on stage myself. I was dumbfounded, gobsmacked. And then the next week I launched the book. So It was
quite a whirlwind.
It was, but the best kind.
Yeah.
I mean, there are far worse things that could happen to a person.
So how did the pregnancy and childbirth affect your writing? Because that's what was happening when you were writing this book, right?
Basically, the poems about pregnancy and mothering basically hijacked what I was writing before. Completely hijacked it. I couldn't write or think about anything else. And so if I wanted to be writing it, this was what I was writing.
Because it becomes everything when you're pregnant, right?
Oh,
that's
yes.
What it's all about.
Yes. And not in the first few months, obviously. I mean, you can kind of ignore it for a bit and hope that everybody else will have the good grace to ignore it with you, if that's what you want. But no, later on, and that's why in the book in particular, there's a lot of 8 and 9 months poems, because that's the point where you can't ignore it, right? Yeah. And it's very obvious in that you've got a new place to put your arms.
And rest your teacup.
Exactly.
What surprised you most about the experience of being pregnant? Was there anything that you learned about yourself that surprised you? Or about the pregnancy, about the experience of being pregnant?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that knowing about a process and intellectually thinking that you might have a handle on the process, it still doesn't mean really you know anything
right.
about it. And emotionally, you still have to go through all of those steps. And so it was funny because I remember going to a movie and it felt like the last movie we were going to get to go to for a long time when I was 8.5 months pregnant with my partner. We ran into someone we knew and he said, you know what? Your life is never going to be the same. And of course, I squinted at him hatefully because of course my life was never going to be the same. And what a thing to say to someone. But it was true. It was completely true, but I didn't need to be told it. You know what I mean? On the one hand, it was one of those strange things. But I guess the reason I wrote the poems in particular was to sort of learn and to document what I was learning and to explain it to myself, because I think most writers use their writing to explain things to themselves on a large scale and on a small scale. I mean, that could be as simple as something like grief, you know, explaining grief, writing about someone's loss.
You can't explain it until you've experienced it.
But you can attempt it. And I think if writers didn't attempt it, we would be lost as people. It's a good thing to attempt.
Now, you've chosen one poem from the book to share with us this morning. 8 months, The Square Dance.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much feel square by that time, don't you?
Yes. And I have to say, this is the first time I've read this poem
to
someone. So it's actually kind of fun. I mean, you have set lists that you develop of poems and different things you read and don't read. And so I haven't had the privilege of reading this one yet.
All right, let's hear it.
This square